Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that the perfect man is a man that is complete in Christ. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We need to come to that perfection. We need to come to that unity of the faith. And so we're looking to build towards the unity of the faith, the Word of God, true doctrine, sound doctrine, and of the knowledge of the Son of God. We're to be Christ-like. That's what Christian means, Christ-like. And so we need to know him intimately, that we may know him to be like him. The life that is now in me, I live by the Son of God who saved me and gave himself for me. And then he says in the rest of that verse, verse 13, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So the perfect man does not mean that you never sin. No, the perfect man is the man that's completed, mature, that the measure is of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, I'm not going to go to that church because of those hypocrites that are there? Why do you compare yourself to hypocrites? Okay. People want to feel good about themselves. They compare themselves to hypocrites. God's not going to compare them to hypocrites. We're told that all of sin comes short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. You know who we're compared with is Jesus Christ. That's where we come short. Every one of us. Every one of us comes short of the glory of God. Therefore, when we look at this, we're seeing that the goal is to bring us to a point of Christ-likeness. The knowledge of God, to know his person. How are we going to know that? Each believer needs to do a few things. First of all, they need to meditate in the Word of God as they read on it. Every time they get into the Word of God, pray, Lord, help me to understand this. But they need to eat, digest, and exercise this spiritual food as has been given to them from the Word of God. Why should I witness? Because the Bible says, you're my witnesses, the Lord said. So we witness because he tells us we're to witness. We are to be witnesses of God. And so we grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord as we learn more about him. I remember one old evangelist always saying the same thing, Brother Barber would always say, when you open the Bible, you're opening to the mind of God. So let's see what God is thinking on today. I like that. I really did. When you're into the Word of God, that's what God thinks. That's what God knows. That's the mind of God. So let's see what's on his mind. When you read the portion of Scripture, what was on God's mind there? It's a very good way to go about it. And then he adds in verse 14 that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and by the cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. You begin to grow. You need to hold on to it. Even that, ask God, keep this in my mind. Don't let me forget it. Help me to comprehend it. Know how to live by it. No more being children tossed to and fro. You know what the picture there of children is? A Greek word that has the idea of toddlers. Tossed to and fro is kind of like they are on a ship and the toddlers are controlling the ship. There's not adults there. They're controlling it. And there's a storm. And they're being carried about in that storm by wind and waves. And so that is a picture of what the Lord is trying to say here through this passage. Don't be those that are caught up by every new wind of doctrine, okay? Every new wind, any kind of a new wave of doctrine coming on by the sleight of men. There are people out there that know marketing, and they do that. And it says, and cunning craftiness. They are. They're very cunning in their craftiness, and they are doing what they can. The sleight of men. I mean, you know, it's the hand is faster than the eye kind of a thing. And he says, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Oh, they want to get you. Oh, they want to turn you. You see, that's how the contemporary church got started. I've told people this illustration here recently, so let me share it with our radio audience. Back in 1955, at 6 years of age, I was baptized in the Highland Park Baptist Church. Dr. Lee Robertson was the pastor at the time, and he's the one that baptized me. Later, in 1967, I was back up at that church and that college there, Tennessee Temple University. Lee Robertson was still the pastor, still preaching the word. And I walked into the foyer, and I saw in the back foyer this huge map of the United States and some foreign countries. That map had all these red pins. It looked like it had a little kind of a flag-like thing attached to each one. And they were stuck throughout that map, and especially throughout the states and through other foreign countries. And I'm trying to look at that thing, and just after a while I realized that's where they had Tennessee Temple graduates, that's where they had missionaries they supported and so forth. And so it was interesting to me to see all of that. They supported missionaries. Their entire Sunday night offerings would go just primarily, solely to missionaries. That's what they did through Sunday night offering. And so it was a great thing. Highland Park Baptist Church, Lee Robertson founded Tennessee Temple College there, Baptist College. And so that was just a thing where souls were being saved. They had standards, all these other things. When Dr. Lee Robertson died, somebody said that was to try to find another pastor said, "We don't want another Lee Robertson." Well, they didn't get one. They had their way, and they ended up getting they were able to work till they finally got their contemporary folks in, and then they started to change. As I told you, I got baptized in 1955. I think if I tried to contact up there, I know they bulldozed about most of that stuff down. I don't know what's there or not anymore. But really, if I called up there and said, "Hey, I'd like to have a record of my baptism. Can you tell me the exact date?" Well, nobody could do that. They destroyed all the records. And guess what? That map and all those pins, it doesn't exist anymore. You see, the contemporary movement, this rock and roll age in the church, this worldliness in the church, this church is dressed like you want, do what you want, live like you want. Holiness is legalistic. Righteousness is legalistic. That's the attitude. They won't say it that way, but that's what it is. They're turning God's grace into lasciviousness, and that's what it does, too. It destroys missions. America is a bigger mission field than ever because it's got so many churches that went under. And they're not evangelizing a lot of the ones that are still there. That happen. And so what I'm saying is simply this. When you turn to the world that way, the world is going to take you from what we read here in verse 13, going to take you from the unity of the faith, that is the true faith, the faith of God's word, That's why you even have these, brought in these Bibles. You know, that's, again, that is a cunning, deceitful thing of the world that brought in these texts and used religious men to try to tell us, oh, we need different translations, and they need to come from the corrupted text. You see, it's taken from the knowledge of the faith and of the Son of God, His person, what He is. People say, well, Jesus is the kind of guy, I heard a preacher say this one time, Jesus is the kind of guy that would just sit down and drink a beer with you. Well, that told me that preacher didn't know Christ. You see, the goal calls on us who have been forgiven by God to come into a unity of the faith of sound doctrine. Not as children tossed to and fro by all these Christian marketers that have changed all of this stuff. And you have any former fundamental Baptists have ignorantly fallen to it. There's even a newer movement going on now. That newer movement is they take contemporary songs and they tone them down. Because that'll please Christ? No. Because the young people know some of those people that wrote those Big Daddy and Hillsong and others, and so they will sing the songs with us. We'll just have it toned down, and they will be glorifying Christ. I only like Christ-honoring music that is in the toned-down contemporary. Okay, that is not Christ-honoring, folks. It is compromising with the world, and that is filthy. But you see, even these fundamental pastors that have done well in the past, what has happened? They have become as toddlers tossed to and fro with every new wind and wave of doctrine. And it's destroying missions. It's destroying communities. It's destroying homes. It's destroying churches. It's destroying, and it's going to bring us to a point where they're going to find out, those same preachers, what it means when it says judgment begins at the house of God. Now we are looking at verse 14, but I just want to kind of, that was verse 13 we finished, but now before we start verse 14, I just want to insert here and just say, folks, I've just been trying to give you the Word of God as it is to men as they are. I've gone into the deep study of the Word of God, but not just to get Greek words and things of that nature, but also to look at it as context, every bit of it. Asking God all the way to teach me all of it, help me to rightly divide it, not to mislead anyone in any way. I don't want to do that. But you may be a preacher out there that's listened to these last few days. Maybe that's the direction you've gone, and you know that in your church, you say, we're going to go back the other direction. Listen, you may have to stand in your church and preach sermons on why we need to turn back.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation. foundation for